Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas today says layoff plans at U.S. firms surged to their highest monthly level in nearly 7 years during November, led by the financial and auto sectors. Job cuts announced in November totaled more than 181,000, up 61% from October, and 148% higher than in November of 2007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 82.90. It's down 128 points. The NASDAQ 1428, down 20 and three quarters. The S&P 500 at 832 is down 15.86. Are you on the go and want to know how the commodity markets opened or closed? AM 580 Agriculture has a solution with our new Market Analyst Portal. Dial 217-333-3434 to get prices and commodity analysis from the opening and closing bells. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., giving you market analysis to make smart decisions. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In just a few moments, we'll have how the grains traded overnight. But first, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser has the latest on the weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, some snow is coming into the upper Midwest already. It's snowing across portions of Wisconsin and Iowa. And that area is spreading southeastward a bit, so that'll slow down some field work in some of the areas that have not yet been harvested. We are going to see another clipper system come through this weekend. That'll dump more snow, especially over the northern parts of the Midwest Corn Belt, Friday night into Saturday. So as we look ahead over the next week, we're going to have weather systems coming through every couple of days. So that's going to keep field access at a minimum. So some of the crops sitting out there may sit out there for a while. Meanwhile, as you go toward the southwest into the U.S. Feedlots for cattle and hogs, no problems in the near term, but the weather pattern may be changing next week to a more active pattern that could produce snow in some areas and rain in others. So we'll have to watch the weather next week for that. And the more active weather pattern, of course, will affect the Midwest Corn Belt next week. There's still some uncertainty as to exactly how this pattern will evolve, but it appears that the southern branch of the jet stream will start to take on a southwest to northeast flow, which could lead to some Gulf moisture coming up this way. So it could turn a bit wetter and on the cold side of systems a bit whiter at that time. As far as this snow that's coming in today, for northwestern Illinois, 5 inches of snow likely this afternoon into early this evening. It's already started snowing around Galena. For the rest of northern Illinois, it'll start out as rain and then it'll change to snow this afternoon. So winter weather advisories have been posted for northwestern Illinois from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and for north central and northeastern Illinois from noon till midnight. Around Chicago, for example, 1 to 3 inches of snow may fall this afternoon with another inch or two this evening. Around Peoria, an inch or two of snow may fall late this afternoon into this evening. In, say, the Champaign-Urbana area, it'll be rain through the daylight hours, changing quickly to snow around maybe 6 p.m., give or take a little, and we could pick up an inch to perhaps two during the evening hours before midnight. And the same thing for northern Indiana, a bit of light snow accumulation there. The farther south and east you get, the lower the amounts will be, a half an inch or less in many locations. But that's enough on this. We're going to go to South America now, and really no change to talk about. It does look like it's going to get hot in southern Brazil and Argentina this weekend and early next week. Argentina did pick up some moisture this past weekend, but now it's getting drier again, and it's going to get hot again. And that moisture didn't completely reverse the dry trend in Argentina. It just helped bring in some top soil moisture, which would help with some planting and emergence. But there are concerns now in Argentina that it's going to be dry again. The biggest area of concern, interestingly, is southern Brazil. That and neighboring Uruguay and Paraguay. Those areas had some heavy rain in October into early November, but the rain spigot is turned off. It's dry there, and it looks very dry here for the foreseeable future. So they have some serious problems in Rio Grande do Sul, and perhaps moving up into parts of Santa Catarina. And also, it's getting kind of dry. Not dry just yet, but worries eventually could spread into Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul. The best rainfall of late has been in Mato Grosso and Goiás and Minas Gerais and even Bahia. So in South America, we're looking at dryness as a problem for Argentina and southern Brazil, along with hot weather. And really only the northern production areas of Brazil seem to be doing all right with moisture at the time being. Stay tuned on all of that. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, March wheat opened at 5.55 unchanged, last trade down one. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.11, up 1.25, last trade up one. March 5.29, up a half, last trade down two. May 5.43¾, up a half, last trade down 2.25. July 5.57, up 1.5, last trade down 2.5. December corn opened at 3.32½. Unchanged, last trade down a half. March 3.48, down a quarter, last trade down a quarter. May 3.59½, up a quarter, last trade down a half. July opened at 3.69½, down a half, last trade unchanged. January beans opened at 8.30¼, up 2¼, last trade down 3¼. March 8.35, up a half, last trade down 2¾. May 8.48½, up 4½, last trade down 2¾. July 8.57¾, up 4¾, last trade down 3¼. December soybean meal open at 246.10, unchanged, last trade down 90. December soybean oil open at 30.65, up 23, and last trade was also up 23. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave. I don't have very good connection here. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, well, bear with me.
Every time that we think we've got our finger in the corn dike, plugging all the leaks, a new one seems to spring out, and this week again, we made new lows for the move. The market now threatening to break below 14-month lows, Tom, in the corn market. Do you have any optimism to offer up to me today?
Well, anytime a market's as negative as it is right now, anything is possible, and it is extremely oversold. Our problem right now is world situations. India last week hurt us more than you can imagine. And, I mean, all it did was raise more and more concerns about how safe the world is and how safe the economy is. And basically, the people that are doing this know that this is happening. So I guess the only optimism I have is probably on corn. I've heard more and more about how many acres of beans are going to be planted, and so I believe at some point corn acres are going to have to be fought for. Now, when's that going to come about? I don't know. It's probably going to be after the first of the year. Just to be honest with you, I wish I knew when this was going to settle down. I think we're going to have the new president in office for a month or so and just see where he's going. It seems like he's going more middle of the road, and I think that's going to help prop things up.
So in the 2 and 3 months until until some enthusiasm returns to this market, do you anticipate a lower grind and the potential of a two handle in corn?
I'm a little confused about what's going on with it. Do I think that it could go lower? Yeah, I do. But I think at this point it's probably just going to flounder and be pretty close in this trading range where we're at right now, give or take 25 cents.
25 cents either way. Why don't you give us the calls then for them this morning?
Okay, well, everything's going to be weaker based on the overnights. We're probably looking at corn down 1 to 2, beans down 2 to 4, and wheat's probably going to be down 3 to 5 before the day's out.
Is wheat the one that has the potential to lead us up out of the doldrums eventually?
I don't think so. There's a lot of supply of wheat in the world. It's just being puked out of the Black Sea like you can't believe, and it's at about a 90-cent discount to our wheat, so... No, I don't think that's going to help wheat or corn, either one.
When Black Sea is done, do they come here next?
Europe has a pretty good supply of wheat, too, Dave. And with Europe sitting out there, as long as there's a discount to U.S. wheat, okay, then they're going to go other places.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.